This is a meditation for your personal healing and to give your brain some time to rest. Your job will not be to shut off thoughts, but just let them pass as they come. Just don't engage them. So, what do I mean by that? As soon as you notice you're thinking something, just stop all over again. Don't let the idea continue from one thing to the next. Don't let it end up being a reminder list of things. Just acknowledge that it's there and let it continue on its way like you're watching it. But enjoy watching it. Also remember, do not do this meditation while driving or operating heavy equipment or using sharp objects. Just do this when you are either sitting, lying, or in a completely relaxed state, somewhere safe. Let us begin with our breath. Inhale. And when you inhale, please aim for that air to get all the way into your tummy, like you're pushing out your stomach like a balloon. And when you exhale, get it to flatten. But on the inhale, just let it flow. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Focus on that breath. Exhale. Focus on the exhale. Inhale. Think only about the air going in, exhale, and the air coming out. Inhale, your power is in the now. Exhale, so focus completely on where you are now. Inhale, you may hear things around you. Exhale, you're going to shut them out. Inhale, let them go. Exhale. Hear only your breath. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Put your hand over your heart. Exhale. Connect also with your heart. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Feel the release in your shoulders. Continue breathing. Feel the release in your neck. Feel the release in your eyes. If they weren't shut, I presume they can be now. Feel it across your forehead. Feel it releasing your jawline. Your upper lip. Even your ears. Feel the expansion, the contraction your lungs. Feel the rise and the fall of your body. Relax your vertebrae. Sorry, your backs. Your joints in your back. Relax your lower back. Imagine literally all seven vertebrae click, 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 click as they release. Feel that release. Feel that release in your elbow. Feel that release in your hips. Feel that release in your knees. Click it. Feel that release in your ankles. Click it. All the muscles attached to those joints, feel that release. Right down to your toes. You're barely conscious. You might even fall asleep, but that's fine. No. You will focus on your breathing. Focus on listening inward, not to the sounds on the outside, but to the sounds on the inside. That breath we've been doing, maybe there's a whistling in your nostrils if your sinus is bad. Maybe there is a silence and a peace you feel inside. It can even feel like darkness. Don't judge it. It's not about dark and light. It's just about things shutting down. And you allowing them to finally turn off for a few minutes so your brain could just get a little bit of rest. Nothing you need to do right now. There's nowhere you need to be. Just enjoying your breath. Enjoy the silence of your insights. Or the silence, or the rhythm of your heart, if you can really hear. Aim to feel the blood rushing through your veins. Even your blood rushing comes at a beat. I hear the gurgle that happens in your stomach. If you find that you are constantly distracted, you go in and out, you feel that your background noise is still affecting you, stick your hand slightly in your ear just to block off the sound. But increase your internal sounds. Your fingers will make some noises, yes. But there's also sound of like the ocean a rain coming across the horizon. Body is a universe unto itself. Let's explore this universe. Okay. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. On this inhale, I want you to imagine you've been drawn through your nose. You're tiny. And you hold on to some silica and pull yourself in. Now you're gonna go, you get knocked over by the next gust coming up, and you're on the inside. You go into the lungs, where a lot's going on. It's a lot of travelers let you in and out, in and out. And they go through these doors. When you walk through this door, it shuts behind you. And now you're in the bloodstream. And you're writing a red blood cell. If you don't know what that looks like, it would be like a large red disc. So think of it like your raft. There are other things in the liquid part too, besides the cell that creates the flow, the plasma. Your platelets. They're very interesting. But you're using them as a form of transport. And from the lungs, you're on your way to the heart. So we're going to journey to the heart. And the system goes down and then back up. Until you get to the heart. And this side is red, because this side just had any fresh oxygen. The other side is blue, but that's okay. What you notice about your heart is, it's a little bruised. You look worn. You look like it took some beating, and it hasn't really been mended to or had any maintenance work done recently, but it needs it. So we're gonna write it, and we're gonna stop off at the heart. So you jump off, just as you get into the heart, you're gonna stay there so you can get off the main floor. You're gonna walk through it. There's some burnt areas, some singed or scorched looking areas. Some rough areas that look like they need some tenderness, some love, some care. You know, like a little tidying up. So what we're going to do is while we're here, we're going to clean up the heart. Just breathing. Our head is good. We're just going to take some time off to sort the heart out. So I want you to sit wherever you are in this beautiful heart. It can be a garden, it could be whatever the inside of this place would look like. That would soothe you. You create, it could be your sofa, wherever you feel safe. We're going to bring that safety into the heart and set up there. Are you set up? Good. Once you're there, we're going to take all of our energy and pour it into the heart. We're going to imagine we're cleaning it up. Whatever cleaning up means to you due to this heart. If it need a new coat of paint, let's paint it. If it need replastering, let's replaster it. Every wound, we're going to give a little bit of love to, because that's where we're going to paint it. We're going to paint it with love, some compassion, a little bit of gratitude, some care. We got all the paint supplies and cleaning supplies we need to address this heart. So from your comfortable space, start radiating love. Think of something you love, or you still love, or you love deeply. And we're going to just focus on that and pull that out into the heart. Think of some gratitude, some areas where we get to thank the heart for its wonderful work, not just pumping for us, but the amount of generosity we've either given or felt. And let's focus that energy now. Feel the feeling of gratitude, feel the feeling of love. Alright, so in trying to show up with love, some stuff comes up. Some hurts come up. So now we realize. Some of the problems are cosmetic. They're cosmetic challenges. Let's fix some of them by going deeper. Feel the hurt of those ugly areas. Feel the hurt of what some of those things remind you. A disappointment, a guilt. Just let them come up. Can you see them? Can you feel them? Know that they're at service. We're going to thank them for being there, for protecting us, for bringing to our awareness we had unresolved things. Let's release them. Let's release them with the same love and gratitude we just had. Let's even add one more thing. Let's show ourselves some compassion. We understand why we were hurt. We understand we don't need to stay there anymore. Let's add some forgiveness. We forgive ourselves for allowing some of these things to build up and not attend to. But we're ready now. And feel the peace of not having them there anymore. Just feel the peace of them being gone. Still inhaling and exhaling. Don't lose your train of thought. You're supposed to just be radiating love, compassion, gratitude, forgiveness for self. Now, we might not be able to finish clean up the heart in one go, but this was a good start, so compliment yourself for even starting. We can always come back and visit again and clean up some more. Does the place seem lighter? Does it seem brighter? Is it even more likable? You're a good person, but do you acknowledge it? So we're gonna acknowledge it before we go. What a sweetheart this is. I hope you want to take good care of it. Thank it for beating. Thank it for being there. Thank it for all its memories that it stores. Time to go. Thank your heart for the visit. Feel it. Thank you for coming. Feel the intense love between you and it. You need to treat it better in the future and be sure for your house. Inhale, exhale, inhale. Back on the boat, the raft, back in the bloodstream. You look at the heart now, it's less wounded, it's in better condition. Still some areas that need fixing, but you okay with the work you did today? You feel lighter, you feel happy. The blue you're living on is gorgeous. We can write this all the way out on our breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. At the point you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you for going on this journey with me. Thank you for trusting me to take you on this journey. Please revisit this journey. The heart needs the attention. You need all the love, gratitude, compassion, and forgiveness you can get. Have an amazing day.